Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. All week we've been celebrating the Sega Genesis Classics Collection that came out on Switch, Xbox, and dirty old PlayStation. It's all these classic games. It's a lot of fun. We looked at some of our favorite games. But you can't talk Sega and the history of Sega without talking about Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog. He's one of the most iconic characters in the world. And so here to help us on our Sonic and Sega journey, we have a good friend, not only of the show, but like good friend personally, like off mic, creators of Meteor Milk, Mr. Mark Watson. Mark, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing great.
Awesome. Well, we are super glad you're here. Now, I do want to point out, he may make me cut this, but he came like ready to talk Sonic. He's got his Sonic hat and Sonic shirt, and like we're ready to go. It's that's how much this guy loves Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's all the pride.
Yes. So today we're gonna talk a little bit about the TV shows. There's been five of them, and a kind of a movie that nobody really likes to acknowledge.
It was bad movie.
But the ones I really want to focus on, I think, are really interesting. After talking about it, The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, and then just Sonic the Hedgehog. Because they debuted like within a week of each other, but they're two completely different things.
Right. So largely online, when you look at these things, there's one of them is AOTSH, which is Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, and then one of them is abbreviated to SATAM, which is SATAM for Saturday AM, or as in Saturday morning. And so the Saturday morning was the building up the lore. It was the deep, rich storyline where we really get to see who Sonic is and the Freedom Fighters and why they're fighting against this Robotnik. While The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog was definitely more of a episodic, it came out every weekday for kids. In 3.5 months, they did 67 episodes, so it was rapid fire, boom, 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 giving you what you want every single day of the week.
That's, you know, I think that's interesting that they chose to go those two completely different routes. And the Adventures of Sonic, the one that was on every single day, it had a very, like, 80s, 90s feels, where Sonic even had, you know, his PSAs at the end of it.
The Sonic Says.
Yeah.
Those always were like the, hey kids, don't cross the road without holding your mom's hand, or
hey kids, don't commit sexual harassment. Like, ooh, there was a Dares one? Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely, at the end of it, it was like reminiscent of the whole G.I. Joe. Definitely was a, this is how you should be a better person, push your morals forward, and definitely was lighthearted, but definitely serious.
Yeah. There was one about remembering your phone number that I think a lot of people in today's world should probably
need to know. Yeah, no, I was made like feel guilty for the longest time because my fiance would go, what's your phone number, and I would go, well, it's speed dial 2, and that's just how I know it. So, you know, thank God that I guess CVS taught me that when I had to type in her number and over and over again, I finally had to remember it. But if I'd just gone back to my Sonic Says, then, you know, maybe I would have known it better, right?
Yeah. On the cast and everything, they were both voiced by Julia White.
Right, you're Urkel. He actually not only did those two, but he also did two of the other series. So he did the Sonic X and he did Sonic Underground as well. So he's like the definitive voice. When you hear the voice of Sonic, that is also your voice of Urkel. Like, he's been it from the beginning. But yeah, he definitely was an integral part in creating this icon of character that we know today.
I never knew he did that. You know, he's always asking, did I do that? And I never knew he did that. That's go watch Family Matters, kids. If you have no idea who Urkel is or anything like that, yeah, that's a Not a great pop culture moment.
Instead of Got Any Cheese, it's Got Any Chili Dogs?
Right. So these two shows, you know, we talked about the... You talked about the lore and the expanse and everything in the shorter one. It was the Sonic the Hedgehog. But how do they differ as far as, you know, when you talk... there's moths in the studio. You talk about their different audiences. You were comparing them to some modern shows earlier when we were talking about, like, some of the Cartoon Network stuff. And do you think it was beneficial that they were airing at the same time and targeting two different... I mean, is it like a Venn diagram where they're trying to get the overlay of the two circles or...
I definitely think they were hitting for a wider audience. Because it's funny that you said, like, Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog was definitely an 80s-style cartoon show. It was the levels... I mean, like, the... I say levels. The episodes looked like they came from levels. They looked like they were this Art Deco in living color style splash world. But the other series looked like it was a very 90s dark style, even though, you know, it really... The rest of the world hadn't gotten to that yet. So it was very two different demographics. And we have to keep in mind, being 93, they're pushing these games pretty heavy at this point and trying to get people to care about them on a level that wasn't in the games. Because when you look back to the games, there's really no lore. You know, you're beating up badniks that when they pop open, there's a little animal inside that flies away. And you know you have to beat Robotnik, but all you know is he's trying to roboticize the world. Well... Why? What's the meaning behind that? Is it just because of morality that he was doing it to animals? Okay, got it. But why do we care as much, right? So I think that the development, by giving people all different types of humor, a dark side for more serious for adult users, while being kid-friendly for the Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, you definitely have a scattershot to reach a much, much wider audience.
So between the two, do you have a preference as to one or the other?
All the way. I am a traditional for the Sonic the Hedgehog, your Saturday AM, because of that rich, deep character development. They gave him personal soul, and he dealt with so much, because instead of being like this, the way past cool Sonic the Hedgehog, he dealt with the fact that his dog and his uncle had been roboticized, and so he lost them, and they were the closest people in his life. You get to understand that his parents had been killed at a younger age, so his Uncle Chuck was the only person he'd had. So he deals with loss. He deals with friends who are going through trials and tribulations. One of the Freedom Fighters is half roboticized, named Bunny Rabbit, and how she struggles. So it really was a reflection of how people can really see themselves as one of the Freedom Fighters, because that show, Sonic wasn't the hero. I mean, yeah, he had the speed, he was cool, but everybody played a part, so everybody meant something. Everybody had a sense of belonging.
Yeah, and then if you look at the other one, you said it was more just kind of levels and jump around. And I think that time, early 90s, you had shows like that, like Batman the Animated Series. A few years later, you get Gargoyles and stuff. The heaviness is, I think, the reason that it resonates with us still to this day. You know, we still have such fond memories of these shows because, yeah, they were kids shows, but they didn't talk down to us or anything. And I can totally see why that one would be your favorite. I remember watching a few of these growing up, but I was more of the video game end of it. But I'm really excited because we're going to have you back on tomorrow to talk about the comic history of them.
Right.
Which, you want to talk lore and chaos. Ha. That was an unintended pun. and things like that, you know, it gets real crazy.
It does dive off of this series specifically. So you do have, although the comic started a little bit earlier, you do have it develop from this lore really, really heavily. So they go hand in hand on those two.
Yeah. So, real quick, before we head out, when it comes to the other three shows, Sonic Underground, Sonic X, and Sonic Boom, if you were to just do a quick, like, elevator pitch of what you either pitch the show or why someone should or should not watch those shows, what you got?
Okay, so Sonic Underground, we'll start with that one. You have your show that's really developed for the Australian audience, and if you're like a big Zelda fan or something that has this, the mystical Sonic was prophesied with his brother and sister to save his mother and take over the kingdom that's rightfully theirs and taken from them, then that's the Sonic you want. Does that have anything to do with any other series or any other lore? Absolutely not, and most people run for the hills for that one. Sonic X is going to be your quintessential Japanese style anime of this is how we handle Sonic the Hedgehog. This is going to be excellent for any of you fans who want to watch the live action that is going to be coming out next year, because precursively this is probably the source material that they're going to be most closely using in order to make a live action. It's a really, really strong anime based style of Sonic. And then Sonic Boom, that's the Teen Titans Go type of Sonic for people. So yes, there's some things that you love it, hate it. It's definitely successful for the younger generations. They definitely made some characters like that used to be the strong, prolific Knuckles into a bumbling meathead. And Sonic's kind of a cocky brat in it. But it's definitely a different type of show for a different type of audience.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I saw the characters' designs for Sonic Boom and on the video games, and I'll admit I didn't even give it a chance because, like, this just is not, doesn't look interesting or appealing at all, and I guess that's okay because I was not the demographic for that.
It definitely has pieces and parts that I think would give it potential, but because they were rushing, and we'll get this more into the next show, but because of certain creators that led to some legal limitations, I definitely think it was a dead on arrival type of show, and the games were already in production and they just finished them, popped them out, and said let's just move on to the next thing.
Nice. That's unfortunate. Where can people find you if they want to check out your work out there on the interwebs?
Meteors and Milk, anywhere you can find that. I'm on most social networks, but if you just do Meteors and Milk .com, that's going to be the easiest way, and the N is just the letter N, so Meteors in Milk.
Nice. Well, Mark, thank you so much for being on the show, and I really look forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Thank you as well.
Thank all of you out there for listening. If you like what you hear, find us on social media. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're everywhere. Make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/TheNightNerd. We have exclusive shows and content. A couple bucks a month gets you into exclusive groups and behind-the-scenes things. It's a lot of fun. Questions, comments, concerns, just email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I really, really love talking to everybody. It's a lot of fun. So that's going to be it for us. Again, thank you all so much for listening. I'm Lance, and we'll see you next time.